With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fryer sparring online over the federal government's immigration operation in the city. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Mayor Fry said he appreciated the conversation he had this week with the president's border czar, Tom Homan, who has been dispatched to Minnesota. But Fry said he wants the Homeland Security operation to end and that Minneapolis will not enforce federal immigration laws. President Trump responded by saying the mayor is playing with fire and that Fry's statement is a very serious violation of the law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This week's ice and snow continue to cause problems in Mississippi. Mississippi Department of Public Safety Commissioner Sean Tindell says they're trying to clear Interstates 55 and 22 and are diverting traffic and asking people to avoid those roadways.
We are doing this so that MDOT can help clear the roads, and we're working with our partners at the National Guard and MEMA trying to get these roads where they're passable. Please heed these warnings. Stay off Interstates 55 and 22 north. Stay safe, Mississippi.
The Federal Reserve left its interest rate unchanged today. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says there are signs the job market is stabilizing amid elevated inflation.
The upside risks to inflation and the downside risks to employment have diminished, but they still exist, so there's still some tension between the mandates. Uh-huh. Are they fully in balance? Hard to say. And, you know, we think our policy's in a good place.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 12 points, the NASDAQ rose 40, the S&P 500 down a fraction, oil up 97 cents to $63.36 a barrel. This is SRN News. Is America having a revival?
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country continue to turn to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. This is SRN News. Israel marks the return of the final hostages remains from Gaza after more than 2 years of war.
Members of Kfili's family prayed and kissed the coffin, which was draped in an Israeli flag. For more than 2 years, Israelis wore yellow ribbons to remember the hostages abducted on October 7, 2023, the deadliest day in the country's history. On Tuesday, they finally could remove those ribbons and turn off a clock in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square, marking the end of a painful chapter. Kfili's return fulfilled nationwide hopes to return all the hostages, living or dead. It turns attention towards what comes next in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will reopen the Rafah border crossing with Egypt in both directions, but he did not say when. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.